Welcome to the Winning with Shopify podcast. This is the podcast to help you scale your Shopify store into a money-making machine. Join fast-growing Shopify brands and give your subscription business the charge it needs with Upscribe. Leverage out-of-the-box tools to deliver a powerful customer experience, drive growth, and save you time and money. Learn more at upscribe.io/winningwithshopify and mention that you learned about Upscribe through Winning with Shopify to get your first 2 months free. Now, over to our host, Nick Truman.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to today's episode. So today I'm joined by my very special guest, who's the CEO and co-founder of Switcher Studio, and we're going to be talking about their new product, Carter. So Nick, without further ado, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nick, happy to be here. Lots to share today. Have some exciting news about our new Shopify offering, and love what's happening when we look at the role video will play in commerce. So more to come.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm quite excited about this episode because the first question that I've been told to ask is one that I would have asked anyway without any prompts. We're talking about live commerce, which is quite exciting. We'll dive into that and what that means in a second. But why don't you start by just telling us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Switcher Studio as a whole, and then we'll talk about sort of Carter as we go.
Yeah. So I'm a dad of twins, two girls. They just turned 2 years old. We got a little retro camper this summer, hoping to take it out now that we've got some good fall weather. And started Switcher in 2014. We went 2 years bootstrap and self-funded before we restructured and officially started this whole Switcher business. My CTO and co-founder is in Switzerland. We've got a few other folks that were really involved early on. And prior to Switcher, I had an agency helping other businesses that wanted to do online videos. So if you didn't want YouTube with ads, you wanted content on your website, we were duct taping a lot of stuff together and reselling other services and figuring out what made sense for each and every customer. It's kind of like starting from zero every single time. And so in many ways, where we've gone with Switcher was trying to get people to say yes a lot sooner and getting a lot of the cost and complication out of the way so people can make better video more often.
Nice. And so you've lived on my side of the fence, which is always a pleasure to hear. So you know what it's like servicing clients. And I don't know if it came out of frustration, the kind of switch, but I've certainly had those days where I sort of thought, these clients are not getting this. Why don't I just become the client and the agency all in one and just do it myself? Which,
oh yeah, that's the trick. It's like their business becomes your business. You gotta role play.
Exactly. And I failed at that three times, might I add. And yeah, if anybody wants to hear more, send us a message on the winningwithshopify.com site and I'll happily spill the beans and tell you about all my failures and a couple of successes, might I add, as well. But okay, so we're talking about video, which is quite exciting. So video related, and certainly over the sort of brief 15 years I've been working in this industry, we've had things like video commerce, and we call them at one point as well, shoppable videos was like quite a big thing. So what is live commerce? Talk us through the sort of process and the offering.
Yeah. So when I think of shoppable video, typically the experience is some kind of recorded content where people can buy from that video while they're watching.
Click on a product, takes you to that product. Yeah.
Live commerce, we're taking that a step further where it's real-time interactive communication and people can watch as it's happening and unfolding. And in that, you know, the content can be on social platforms, it can be on your website, it could be in a marketplace. As far as the problems we're solving with Switcher, we're Switzerland when it comes to where your content goes. We want you to be able to meet your audiences where they are. And so the experience on social might be very different on your website. And the thing that we've started to see kind of play out in the marketplace is TikTok, Etsy, Pinterest, Facebook, you know, all of these platforms are experimenting with this idea of shoppable video and live commerce, but they're walled gardens. You know, it's the whole experience start to finish is happening on these platforms. And as a merchant, the things that we keep hearing is that you want the first party data, that they want to own the customer, they want to own the transaction. And if you're trying to participate on multiple social platforms today, it's kind of the same problem that we had when we first started Switcher on steroids. It's like you're starting from zero every single time. If you want to be on Instagram and YouTube, you've got to do it the Instagram way and the YouTube way. And so we're really coming at this from both sides of the equation, is how can you have one way of making your social live video with our Switcher Studio solution for iPhone and iPad? And then how can you meet your audiences where they are? So looking at things like multi-streaming across social, but also bringing a unified way of delivering that checkout experience and having something where people can get excited about a limited offer or a collection or a new arrival, where they can jump in the comments and ask questions, where they can see the product from multiple angles, or they can see the textures, they can see it on a person. All of these different ways of interacting with the video is so much more than just like a slideshow that you might see of, you know, photos that are shoppable, or a 30-second clip where you don't really get to learn any more than what they've chosen to show you. And so we're really excited about what's happening in this space. It's not new, but I think, we're hearing about it in the industry a lot more now. And I think the recipe over the last 2 years with everything that's happened in the world has really created this interesting moment for something like live commerce to really shine and become an integrated part of any merchant's strategy. And really, it's a new sales channel. It's a way for them to sell more on top of what they're already doing to build community. And we're even seeing some customers where it's not just driving online sales, it's getting people in the door at their brick and mortar.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry, I'm writing notes because I've got eight questions so far. I said this is going to be quite a new thing. And I think that a really important point you've made that I want to emphasize is that shoppable videos, they were very much like a big fad amongst marketers and not amongst customers. And that was the big driving decision to not do them anymore, which is fair enough. You know, the world revolves around money, unfortunately. And if it's not making the sales and not bringing the customers in, we've got to stop doing it. Because we are a business. And as you said earlier as well, video is so expensive. You know, it's not an easy thing you can just dive into. My first question though is, you mentioned marketplaces. And then I guess if I connect that to another comment, and I'm not trying to pull you apart, I'm very curious as to how this works from a sort of technical point of view is, later on you mentioned that, like, for example, with YouTube and Instagram, you have to kind of follow their rules. If you want to play in their playground, it's their rules. And that's fair enough. It's always going to be that way. So how can you work this on a marketplace? Because obviously the obvious ones that come to mind are eBay and Amazon.
Yeah, absolutely.
How does this flow into that? Can you go live on Amazon and just be like, hey, we're doing a massive thing? Like, I personally have never seen it, is why I'm asking. Yeah. Amazon is not something that's in our tool suite at the moment. So
Amazon does have a live video offering for selling products. You have to apply for access through their creator program. So if you have a certain social footprint, it is pretty easy to get enabled or granted access to that. And when you go to create the video from Amazon, you would select products that are a part of your store that can be shown on the video. And they have a single camera app. So from your phone, you can go on camera and start selling products. A lot of these platforms have the one camera app solution, and all of the videos look exactly the same. And when we think about live, it tends to be long form. It's not your 5 to 10 minute YouTube video. These are 20 minute hour long videos in a lot of cases.
You're tuning in, aren't you? It's literally like live TV. You're tuning into something.
So you're seeing one person for an hour with one camera. When you're trying to sell products, there's a lot of weird things that happen in those scenarios. People are moving up to their phone to squint at the comments, or they're grabbing, walking off camera to grab the item, and then they're showing it right at the camera. And there's something organic and fun about that, but it also is just like you're a brand. People want to be professional. They want it to look like TV. And so this is where our Switcher product really shines, is you could use Switcher alongside Amazon Live Commerce. And you can use Switcher to have multiple angles using iPhones and iPads. You can put your logo on screen. You could bring in guests. You could bring in photos or B-roll, but you're using off-the-shelf hardware that a lot of customers already have, or you can get for not a lot of money. And we've made it really, really simple. So there's free solutions on desktop like OBS. Something that takes 10 clicks could be 2 taps in Switcher. And so we've really focused on the front end for how these experiences get made. And over the last 12 to 18 months, we've really tried to get closer to merchants and learn what's their workflow, what's missing, how can we evolve our product to meet their needs. Some things that we've done to go in that direction: we support vertical video, multi-camera vertical video. I think we might be one of the only solutions in the market where you can do that live or recorded. We have templates and cards that are very specific to merchants for showing one product or multiple products for one tap switching, where you're not having to build shots. And then we have our Carter product we're going to talk a little bit about later. And we've got two things that are going on there. One is live comment-based selling on Facebook, and we'll come back to that. And the other is we are launching a shoppable player that you can embed on your website or direct people to if you want to do the low-code, no-code method. And from that, they can actually buy directly from that video, but it's live content. And this is where the two products start to really pair. And when we think about what's happening on these social platforms, sure, you could go on Amazon and have their integrated, you know, way of selecting products and adding them to your cart. But then you got to have somebody set up at a computer that's managing that during the show. And if you're on YouTube at the same time, it's the same thing all over again, but the YouTube way and Instagram and so this is where we're starting to see some success with multi-streaming, sharing your content across multiple platforms where your audiences already are, getting in front of them and actually driving traffic back to your website, and where we can enable this live commerce experience where they can check out through your .com, through your billing system with Shopify on the back end. And you're not worrying about syncing products and inventory being wrong. You're not worrying about extra transaction fees. There's a lot there we've tried to do in the complete opposite way of a lot of what we've seen in the market, and really excited to see the success that merchants can find as we go down this path, because we're new to this too. I mean, we're 2 months in market with this solution.
Oh, wow. So it's very new.
We haven't even talked about, and shoppable video is just around the corner.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Shoppable live commerce. Sorry, you got to make sure we're using the right word here.
Shoppable live commerce. Yeah, we'll call it live commerce because that is what we have in the notes. And I think it says what it does on the tin. I guess really quick question then. And this is, again, this is going to be slightly pedantic, this one. And then we'll go on to some more of the general stuff and talk about content things. But Amazon, do Amazon let you run a video on Amazon to then connect commerce on your store? Is that something you're putting in place to say, you know, type in code 123 and check it out on our store? Like, how does that element of the tech work?
Yeah, so Amazon and YouTube, I'll use these as two examples. When you log into your dashboard, your online account on these platforms, you can select products ahead of time that you might want to show during your video. And then you can enable your webcam, or in some cases, you can use your mobile phone for the kind of one camera experience that send video into that player. Or you can use a third-party tool or solution. And so like Switcher would be in that category of another way to send video into the box that's, you know, on the screen. But while that is happening, someone would need to be sitting at a computer in their web browser, choosing when to feature or show a product on the video.
Yep.
And so this is one of the things we've done very different with Switcher and Carter. From your phone, you can have your Shopify account linked to see all of your existing products and collections. You don't have to make those decisions ahead of time. You could even switch collections in the middle of a stream or broadcast.
So somebody asks about it, switch across, right? We're now going to show this instead.
If you're completely organic, you're not locked into having, you know, made a list of products just for that video. And then from your phone, while you are streaming, you can choose when to show each of these products on the player or in the content that's being shared out. And so you're with one device, even if it is the one camera, you can have your logo on screen, you can show these products, you can bring in the B-roll, you can really make it a lot more interesting. And if you want another angle or perspective, find anybody with an iPhone or iPad and they can be a part of your production.
Excellent.
And so it takes a lot of hardware out of the mix. You don't need as many people to run these productions. And you actually have a lot higher quality in product when we think about the content that's being created and shared.
And so I guess you could even contact your like top 10 VIP customers and say, guys, we want one of you to come on. We'll give you a $500 voucher or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
please come on this. We'd love to give a quick tour of, we know your lounge is full of our stuff, or we know you've got four of our bikes in the garage. Could we connect to you in the middle of that and say, we've also got one of our customers here, like show us how you use the product or show us the bikes you've bought from us or whatever the thing might be.
Yeah. And who doesn't love a great testimonial? So, you know, share a link, you know, coordinate who you want to have come on the stream, and you can have a conversation just like you and I are right now.
Yeah.
But do that live on your website, on social, or in a marketplace.
Nice. I think it's amazing. Like, again, the reason I asked is just I know certainly Amazon, they're a marketplace. They're driving people off Amazon to purchase. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they'll change the rules one day. Just knowing what Amazon are like. And it's, I mean, somebody once on the podcast did describe Amazon as the sort of dark Darth Vader and all the rest of them, the dark side of the Force. And then the Shopify stores, we're the Rebel Alliance, you know, now fighting back and right. taking Amazon, back control kind of thing.
It's a necessary evil for some businesses. But I think there's a lot of value in being able to own it and do it yourselves. And that's something that we really like about what Shopify has done. It's one of the reasons we've chosen that platform to start with on the integration side. And again, it's like, you know, we're not asking you to duplicate your products or spin up another store on another platform. Like, use the tools and backend that you already have. If you're on Shopify, stay on Shopify. Make sure your inventory is accurate. Make sure the transactions are happening through, you know, what you've already got set up on your store and not somewhere else. We're really excited about taking a little bit of a different approach to what we've seen with a lot of other solutions out there.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it fits in so nicely, actually, with the reason everybody went with Shopify is, you know, you get point of sale, you get online, you get a cart built in, you get card payments and all that sort of stuff. But let's talk about content quickly. So the note I've written down is around influencers, because I think influencers often, they can sort of, a bit like what we do, it's like an advert, it's on YouTube, it's on Instagram, it's a blog post, and it's driving traffic into the site. This changes that though, doesn't it? This is the opportunity to say, you know, say you've got, I'll choose a classic British icon, because I love promoting the UK and on the podcast, David Beckham. You've got David Beckham wearing and promoting your products. Or for example, right now, he is promoting a clothing range that we've got in the UK that is provided by a chain of gyms. So you can go to the actual gym and work out. His face is all over it. And he's also got a clothing range. So they could say, right, we're going to do a live video and bring David Beckham on the show to say, right, we're going to dress David up, but you can choose in the comments what stuff he's going to wear. And then he'll go behind the screen, come back out. And I mean, you're laughing already. That is what we all got out of bed to get into marketing for. You know, that's what we do. That's why we get up in the morning, is to do those kind of things and make it fun, make it exciting and engage with our customers. So I guess this just opens the door, doesn't it? You could have 20 of your top influencers queued up, ready to come on, and just bring them on one by one and be like, you know, what are you doing at the moment? It'd be like, oh, I'm at this lovely hotel resort wearing the product or using the product, you know, while I'm here. And actually it helps, whatever it is, it helps me relax, you know, that kind of thing. But it's so emotive, because you'd actually see, especially influencers, they'd be on the road somewhere, especially if they're travel influencers, they would be out and about somewhere doing something. And it's like, you're literally just kind of connecting with people around the world. And one of them would be like, it's 2 a.m. and we've just been on a, you know, on a boat looking at the stars, you know, that kind of thing. So, but this opens the whole realm of possibilities for that kind of thing, doesn't it? You could get so much more from an influencer relationship.
This is one of the things I love about what we've built with Switcher, is just the limitless options for creativity. In some ways, we want to really simplify and just say, here's the two or three things that you need to do. But on the other hand, like, the sky's the limit. You can really push this. And when you think about the programming or content, or, you know, the idea of bringing in multiple influencers, absolutely, you can make that happen. So there's this interesting thing that was playing out when I was in the agency world, and I think it's still true today, is like, when it comes to making video as a business, there's really two ends of the spectrum. It's like, pull out your phone, do something on Instagram to check the box, or pay someone to do it for you. And because of that, you end up having big gaps between one piece of content and the next. And it's just as important what you don't show as what you do. Like, there's a big investment. They get outdated very quickly. Like, I'm not saying don't make those videos. They're important. But there's so much opportunity to be in front of your customers always. And if you can approach video in a way where it's not cumbersome, it doesn't take a ton of people, it doesn't take as much time, I think there's an opportunity for businesses to use something like Switcher, where they can take ownership of making some of that video, or where they can partner with an agency and they've got access to way more content that they can utilize for some of that more organic social or, you know, other content that you might be thinking about that's, you know, new and off the wall. And so when we talk about live commerce, a lot of the headlines are around, like, Walmart in North America doing the holiday shopping season with Kim Kardashian and, like, an NFL celebrity. And, like, they're these huge productions. Or you'll see something similar with Target. It's like, you know, we're going to have Oprah on today and talk about these products. Even as you go the next level down to, like, mid-enterprise or enterprise brands that, you know, aren't doing the celebrity play, there's a lot of brands that are leaning on influencers. And so there's just this weird mix of like big productions. I mean, you're spending tens of thousands of dollars a single day to bring in a crew and cameras to produce this content. You're renting talent, you know, to have someone on screen that can talk about the products. And the bar is so high before you ever get started. And for some brands, like that could be the right approach. But I think about the majority of brands on Shopify, that's so out of reach.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And there's so much more value in being able to make a video every week or two times a week or once a month and get your patrons excited about the products, your story, seeing what other people have bought and doing that time and time again, even if they're not buying from that video, the community aspect that comes along with it, the brand awareness, the top of mind that comes along with it, it really has a big impact on overall sales and the relationship that people have with your brand. And so that's one of the things that I would really like to solve for with Switcher and Carter and the work that we're doing and partnering with merchants when we talk about live commerce.
And I think, I mean, you struck quite an interesting chord, I think, and that is the one of, okay, on one hand, this sounds really easy. We just kind of hit record and everyone gets notified going, so-and-so is live right now, and that's it. And then the other end of the spectrum, you've got this kind of, okay, you could go crazy with this. Like I said, you know, you have this queue of influencers ready to go. That takes some organizing. Yeah. You got to have everybody free at the same moment. Equally, I mean, if you have a business where you have new products coming in every week or every 2 weeks or every month, that's a reason to be on video, isn't it? It's mm-hmm. like, okay, so when the truck arrives and drops them all off, before we put everything out on shelves, we will go live. So just leave them there, you know, at the kind of, we'll make a section in the warehouse, leave them there for the first week. And within that week, we will do a live and go, right, latest shipments arrived. Like, you know, and if these aren't any good, this is a big risk for us. So let's open the boxes and see what, you know, see what they look like. You know, we've got these, we're a candle business. We've got these new candles turning up. And I think, as you say, it's incredibly exciting. And the other thing we've not spoken about, and I feel a little bit like a broken record because we talk about it on every single episode and this relates to it so nicely, I think, is engaging with your customers to find out what they think, find out what they like, find out what they, you know, at the end of it, you could do a poll. You could ask people to comment and say like, right, could everyone just comment 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? 5 being, yeah, I love this, I want one now. And if we get enough people doing that, we'll send out a voucher or something.
I think about it as market research. There was another partner, a company that we were working with in the live commerce space. And they gave the example of one of their merchants was selling jewelry and they had gold and silver. And if they were just looking at their online data for like how many were buying what product, they would have thought, you know, gold won out. I might have the facts wrong here, vice versa. But okay, you know, you look at what's happening on the transaction side and you say, hey, we need more gold. But then you do the question, you know, during your live stream and you're getting the sentiment, like what do people really want that's not influenced by the inventory or other blockers that might get in the way? And it was just the complete opposite. And so it actually had them kind of rethink what they bought to stock or to have on the shelf. And they would not have had that same approach if they were just relying on the transaction piece. Being able to do that kind of real time in your video really open their thinking to some different ways to approach that.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a lot of brands shy away from talking to customers. I think probably 99% of clients that we've said, right, we do SEO and PPC with like 5 gold stars on Trustpilot or Yotpo or something. Thank you very much. Off you go. And they're like, oh gosh, I wouldn't do that. We just get complaints. And then we sort of go through the whole, okay, well, look, just launch it. We'll get a 3-month trial, launch it, get some reviews and see what they say. We don't have to publish them. We don't have to put them on the website. So let's get it, see what they say. And then the business were like, oh my gosh, never knew everyone loves us so much. And you're like, yeah, people want to go out of their way to review you and say good things. Mm-hmm. And if we get negative ones, you can reply, you can deal with those things. And at the end you can say to the customer, can you go back and change the review, please? Like, you know, we've taken the broken products back. We don't have to do that. We have can you go and leave us a better review sort of thing? And I think it's similar with this, that there are probably a lot of people sitting there thinking like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do that. What if we get horrible comments? So you're only going to know one way and it's easy to delete if it doesn't work. And I mean, the other side of things I would argue, and I know some of the directors of my board would say exactly the same as this. If you're getting negative comments, there is a deeper issue than those comments existing. Because if you're only seeing them for the first time and finding out people are actually not very happy, A, they probably won't turn up to a live, let's be honest. I don't like that company. I'm not going to their event. But equally, I think there's another element here of, if you weren't aware of them, you want to be aware of those things as quickly as possible. You know, life is about overcoming challenges.
The problems to be solved.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you want to overcome that. And then even saying, you know, I think the most powerful email I've ever seen on email marketing, or certainly one of them, it said that you spoke, we've listened, we're a new business. I was like, that's quite striking. What happened? You know, I wasn't aware of anything. And I was just a customer. I bought 2 or 3 times from this online store. And I read it and they basically said, look, everybody was moaning about the quality. And they shared pictures on this email going, you know, it was a sport product. And somebody had, you know, they do like t-shirts, shorts for playing football. You guys call it soccer, playing football.
Right.
We invented it first. Anyway, we're not having that debate today. Both great, great
we're
sports.
We're doing a tailgate for a soccer game tomorrow with the company.
Excellent. I'm very proud. Very proud indeed. So, hope you enjoy it. But the point being is that people are wearing these clothes and then saying like, it ripped. First game and the shorts ripped or something. And they say, basically, we're aware of that. So everyone that's ever purchased from us, if your product is broken, send it back to us and we'll send you a new one. We've changed the quality and it's free. We'll do a free swap for you.
There's an opportunity to build a tremendous amount of trust.
Huge.
There. And I think, huge. You know, those are the small moments that are going to build a relationship and are going to help you sell more. I mean, it drives repeat buyers. If you can handle that kind of stuff, like they'll keep coming back.
Yeah. I mean, my thoughts are that I wouldn't worry about that kind of thing. If there's bad stuff out there, you want to know about it. You want to be public facing. You want to tell that story and go, we've fixed this. One of my all-time favorite guests that stuck in my head is a company called Billy Footwear, and they did a crowdfunding campaign. So they had all this money. They spent the money getting some stock created to send out to these people that bought them. The stock arrived and it was terrible. It was unusable. And they went through that whole process, but they were super open about it. And because they're open, people went, that's absolutely fine. I'm happy to wait for this. Like, it's fine by me. And they got, I can't remember the percentage, but it was only a tiny handful of people actually went back and said, I'll have a refund. They were like, that's fine. It hasn't changed anything for us. And we can afford to go back. But they lost all that money. They had to find more money to then get the stock. And they're now a very successful business, but they've gone through loops like that. I guess a really, really interesting one then, a really interesting question to ask is, we've spoken a lot about Switcher Studio. What is Carta? Because you mentioned Shopify apps or something just before you hit record.
Yes.
Tell us more about Carta. What is Carta?
Okay. So Switcher Studio is our video maker app. So it's for iPhone and iPad. And you can get a subscription through our website at switcherstudio.com. Carta is an app that's available in the Shopify app store. And it's a companion product to Switcher. So by installing Carta on your Shopify store, all of your products and collections are then available inside of Switcher Studio to be seen when you're making the video. When you choose to put a product on screen, Carta, if you're streaming to Facebook Live as an example, will automatically facilitate a chatbot exchange. So someone watching on Facebook Live could say, Cart 101, they're going to get a private message where they'll be asked, you know, what size, what color, and then they actually get directed back to your website to purchase.
That's cool. That's very cool.
So that was our first launch of Carta, was this comment selling experience that's actually based on your Shopify products, collections, inventory, checkout happening there. You're not having to duplicate your products or, you know, spin up another platform to enable that. And now where we're taking Carta is you can continue to use it in that way. But as we introduce our video player where you can build a cart and you can check out, it will also be the connector for that solution.
Nice.
So again, you'll be able to see your products and collections in Switcher Studio. And as you choose those, it will build kind of the list on playback where people can see every item that's featured. That list grows while you're live streaming. And after the video is done, if someone were to come back and watch the replay, all of those products are immediately available. So at a glance, they can see everything that was featured during that particular event.
Nice. That makes a lot of sense. And I guess one really big question then is, and I know some of our clients and listeners do struggle with this. what happens when something goes out of stock, especially when you're looking at something that's more historic? And I know this is not a Carter/Switcher Studio problem. It's a client problem. But equally, if people have like product runs, for example, like quite a few of our guests have, where it's like, we've made 20,000 of these. Once they're gone, they're gone. But there'll be another 40,000 next one.
Hey, limited runs are such a great opportunity to build excitement. It's a good reason to do a live stream. You talked about, you've got the new shipment. Let's do a stream on new arrivals. Well, what if it's the end of the season and you want to clear things out? Like, inventory becomes really important. That's an opportunity for content, but we got to clear the shelves to make room for the next thing. I think this is where the approach that we've taken is really differentiated from other solutions we've seen in market. When Facebook had their live commerce solution, you would sync your Shopify products with Facebook. So those products lived on Shopify and on Facebook. And if you had a successful live stream and there's one item that's on fire and people are buying it like crazy, there could be instances where there would be more clicks on that product to check out than you actually have inventory on the shelf because it wasn't firing fast enough. What we've done with Carter, when you get to the checkout step, it's actually using your existing Shopify checkout. It's not the checkout that's on your cart as part of your website, but it's tied back to your Shopify for your business. And so it's a real-time representation of whatever inventory is already a part of your system. So somebody could add it to their cart, but when they get to checkout, if it's not there, it's not going to take their money. You're not dealing with refunds or you know, having to send things back and forth. It's actually tied to, you know, if you're using Shopify to run your business, it should be a one-for-one. And so I think This was a big pain point that we heard from a lot of our early testers as we were building the solution. And I think we've got a good approach that will hopefully prevent some of those challenges. And, you know, obviously more room to improve. We'd love to have more people on the platform and hear your feedback, but we're going to keep working at this and making it better.
Nice, nice. And I guess one of the really interesting things with that as well is the, if people have done like their SEO properly with a company like us, we look at things like that. Because from an SEO point of view, we don't want all these dead products lying around. Equally, if you, like, we had a client not long ago, 50,000 products, and they're all gone in 3 months.
Wow.
There was just, they were a bit of a sort of multi-store clearance business. Anyone who looks at our website can probably link some dots and work out who they were. But they had 50,000 products, and in 3 months, they're all gone. And it was like the buying team were just going, have you got any old stock, and calling brands. And they would say, yeah, we've got these lying around. We're not going to sell them. They're end of season. Yeah. Say, okay, we'll buy them all at like cut rate. Yeah. And then we'll sell them for you. So it was all that kind of thing. And they'd sometimes get a quantity of one.
And I could imagine us getting into scenarios where if we know something is out of stock, we could say, here are other products that customers have liked, or get on the wait list. Or like, there's so many opportunities to really turn that negative into a positive. And if we can hear from merchants, like, what are they looking for? What's going to make it a better experience for their patrons, for their customer? We will build it.
I mean, some of the things we do from an SEO point of view that I think can help with that is, once they arrive on the site to look at that product, having things like you've mentioned, like, email me when it's back in stock. That's a really good way of doing things. Equally, if you say on the video, check out this product, and if you're watching this afterwards, or everybody's rushed, we've only got a small amount of them, click back on Shopify to check out the collection. And if you go back to the collection, you'll see everything else that's in there. Equally, if you change the size, color, you might find one of these that's still there. And it might not be the exact one you wanted, but it'll be very similar. Equally, fill out that email box. We'll let you know when it's back. And so I think it's a really good opportunities for that. But again, the other thing that client reminded me of was clearance. You mentioned clearance. Imagine having a live video that was like, we're going to show you, we're going to add an extra discount for listeners only. Mm-hmm. It's just a discount code in the back of Shopify, and you can only get it if you come and watch this video.
Well, and actually, this is something we support with Carter today, is if you have a special promo that you want for just that live video that doesn't apply to the same product on your website, you can have special pricing. You know, you could make a new collection with a special price for that stream that is only available for people watching that video. And it could be tied to the same inventory as you have in Shopify, but it's not the same price point they get if they go to your .com. So there's a lot of opportunity to incentivize these live experiences.
I mean, that's exciting though, isn't it? There's no retailer on the planet who doesn't get to the end of each season and go, we haven't sold it. Well, we sold more than enough. We've got a load of stock sitting around. And you, yeah. I mean, you get it in all the shops. I listened to a podcast a few months ago and I cannot for the life of me remember the name of them, but it was a business in the UK and they right out in the middle of nowhere just have tons of warehouse space. And they specifically sell this warehouse space to companies that have Christmas stock lying over.
Yeah.
And it's in the middle of nowhere. It's super cheap. It's not heated or air conditioned. You just pack it. They put it there and it's specifically designed for Christmas stock and it's really cheap. So you just put it there and then next year you get it all out and that's your like your cheap range and then you've got all your new stuff to sell at full price. But this starts to remove that because, yeah, you could, as you say, you can make a collection, you can get rid of surplus stock pretty quickly, which I think is also quite exciting.
We just saw a video come through in the last week or so. It's a Hallmark store in Texas. And it's a ton of Halloween and like spooky season products. And so they did an hour long video. They showed 30 products. It was on Facebook Live and it was using our Carter comment selling solution, the kind of chatbot experience. And it was so much fun. I mean, you're seeing different angles. You're learning about new items. People are asking questions. It was really, really interactive. And you imagine a brand like Hallmark, their whole business is built around seasons. So you're going to have Thanksgiving and fall and Christmas and New Year's and St. Patrick's Day, and it just keeps going. And not every business has that level of seasonality built in, but we have new collections, you have new products, you have variations on different items. We see consumables perform really well. So beauty products and fashion, where there's going to be a different version of that or some kind of change throughout the seasons. All of those are moments where there's an opportunity for video to play a really important part in your overall strategy.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I guess final thing, and I think this is a really good point to finish on actually, is some people will be getting very excited about this and going, right, I'm going to start some live videos, I'm going to engage my audience, get some influencers, customers to feature on there, et cetera, et cetera. One of the challenges, though, is you don't want to be shouting about this in the middle of a desert, do you? You need some listeners. You need people to be tuning in. And I guess a couple of points to make quickly that I think should be quite helpful and reassuring to people. One of them, especially, is if you do something live and anyone follows you, if they go on the app or they may even get a notification on their phone, live is a thing that all the platforms push. So if someone goes live, you should get a notification. And also, like when you're on Instagram, for example, you get all the stories. The first one will be a live. If anyone is currently live and you're engaged with them. So that's an interesting point to make, that even if you only have 500 followers, look at where they're based, work out the best time that they will be on Instagram. So it could be lunch break, it could be straight after work, it could be sort of mid-evening, it could be 10 a.m. on a Saturday morning or 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning, just woken up, checking your phone. That's a great time to go live. So I think doing some tests to work out what's the best time is really important. But this does kind of come back to just what I often describe as real marketing, doesn't it? You've got to market yourself as a business. You've got to get people to want to engage with you. This is not the thing they're going to engage with. There's probably a level of engagement prior to this to create that audience. Equally, you make it engaging. And I think the thing that I'm, as a marketer, I'm so annoyed by this. It's great, but it's annoying because it can't be tracked and it can't be scaled up very easily. And that's word of mouth. You get this thing well, people will tell their friends and be like, oh, that company I mentioned the other day that we bought the candle from, they were on like a Facebook live thing the other day. And I don't know what happened. I bought three more. you should check out their lives. They're very cool. And that's where they have all their offers. Or that's where they always give away some stuff. So yeah, if you comment, they'll say, look, if you spend $50 with us, we'll give you this product today as a tester. All we ask is that you tell your friends. And you can start to build this kind of branch out from there, can't you?
Yeah, spot on. And live, if you're on the social platforms, notifications are built in. That's going to really help you from the get-go. Automatically, there's going to be a VOD or replay for this content on social in a lot of instances. And with the next iteration of Carter, we'll have the video player that's on your website as well. So there's an opportunity for you to run promotions ahead of those events. Maybe you do an Instagram post or a TikTok that's a teaser. We're going to go live Thursday at 7. There's an opportunity to pull out, best of moments or clips from that. And so when that video is over, you can continue to drive traffic back to it. And if you really get into the kind of groove of making this content consistently, it's okay that there's a half-life to some of these videos because people are going to be hungry for the next one. And when you don't make them, you might get to a point where they're wondering where you're at. And that's a great problem to have. And so that's something that when we talk about what's happening in the live commerce space with big brands and enterprise and influencers, a lot of it ends up being really event driven. It's big gaps between content, similar to the way video has always been. But as we started to go down this path with building the Carter solution for Shopify and marrying that with Switcher Studio, the opportunity to have more frequency in the videos that you make, to build community, to build trust, to build this new sales channel, it can happen incrementally over time. And it's okay to make mistakes. You'll learn from those. You can try something different. But like going back to word of mouth, it's hard to measure, but boy, is live video and having that interactive piece a great way to have that play a bigger role in your business overall.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess the final thing I want to pick up on what you just said, I think is really key here, is making mistakes is really important running a business. There are levels of mistakes though, like the Billy Footwear shared on the podcast about the products they ordered. but then I think with a live, everyone's going to be more forgiving. If you're watching a polished video on YouTube and then they sort of say like, oh, just wait there a sec and walk off screen. And then you hear some rustling and then like 2 minutes later, they come back. How many people have you lost from watching your video? But you won't have lost live, because live it's like, cool, just give me a second, I'm just going to go find this product. Or, oh yeah, that's our best seller. We've only got one left in stock, which we're not selling. And it's things like that. They'll be much more forgiving. And probably after doing three or four, you'll have an enormous, I mean, same as when I started running the podcast, I built up, which I shared with Nick before we hit record, this big long book of, you know, it's down to a few bullet points now, but this big long book of learnings. You know, if I just let people know that before we start, it's going to be a much smoother experience. And it's the same with live video. You know, if we make sure we've got enough stock around, then we don't have to send someone out in the pouring rain to run from the office across the yard into the warehouse, grab a product and then make the return journey. That is boring and that is slow. And so I think it's learning all those little bits and pieces that are going to make a huge difference. So final question, Nick. It's been a pleasure having you on today. How can people get in touch? If they want to give your product a go, where do they go? What's the place to find out more?
Yeah, if you want to look me up, LinkedIn is a great place to start. So it's Nick Mattingly, social video expert at Switcher Studio. And if you want to learn more about our video creation solution, that's switcherstudio.com. If you want to do live commerce, go to Shopify on the App Store and search for Carter, C-A-R-T-R. We drop the E. Vowels are expensive. So these are great companion products. And when you subscribe to Switcher or Carter, the price is the same no matter where you start. If you're paying via Shopify, if you're paying via our website, you get both when you're at the level of service where you're using these two solutions together. And that's something that we'll keep improving on. But would love to see what you all create. You know, we're learning. We want your feedback. And give it a go. The hardest part is hitting the big red button. I mean, just getting up the courage to go on camera can be really daunting. And it's okay if you make mistakes. It's okay if nobody shows up for that first one. You're going to learn. And through that, I think everyone has a story to tell. And video is a great way to get that out there. Social platforms are where people already are. And so meet them where they're at. But as you really start to invest more in this journey and the role that video could play in your business as a whole, I think using it as a mechanism to get people back to your website so that you can own the customer, you can own the transaction. That's something that we're really passionate about helping unlock. And we want to find the right way to make that possible. So Nick, thank you so much for having me. It's been a great conversation. Would love to chat more offline. Got a lot I'm thinking about after the convo today. But
definitely.
Your studio, that's the great place to start. And if you're on Shopify, go look for the Carter app.
Good stuff. Well, Nick, thank you so much for joining us. I'll echo that. Absolutely brilliant conversation today. I hope it's been useful to everybody listening. For everyone that's listening at home, we'll be back again next week. So make sure you stay tuned. unlike some of the merchants we've just mentioned, we do post every single week, so we will be back next week. Lovely to have you with us, and we'll see you all again soon.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. You can subscribe to our weekly newsletter for exclusive offers at winningwithshopify.com. And don't forget to check out our Facebook group by searching for Winning with Shopify on Facebook. Over and out.